haven't learned the Gemara, the first piece of Gemara on the Mishnah of our story, our Kais. And hopefully we'll build the hope that we'll build on the two Mahalchim that we have in the Sugya, which we spent now 2 days on. The two ways to learn how Shtori Arkois work, if they work Mikayach Hashtar, or if they work Mikayach Umdina. And we said it's Machlekes to Rambam and the Rush. The Rambam held the works, which was the Rambam. The Rambam says it works Mikayach Umdina, right? He says you do not manai from Mishubadim. And the Rush held that it works Mikayach Hashtar. So let's see the Shakla Vitari of the Gemara. And as the Gra points out, the Shakla Vitari of the Gemara sounds very much like the Rambam, which is a switch. Usually when you have a Machlekes Rishonim, the Rambam fits less in the Gemara than the other Rishonim. But here, the Pashtas HaGemara is not much like the Rambam. Let's see. Kapasik Vitani, the Mishnah is not Machab. Vaistais, Loishna Mecha, Loishna Matana. Christ dies, that it doesn't matter if it's a shtar mecher or a shtar matana. Same din. Bishlama mecher mechiyav zuzi kamayu hu dekana v'shtarai b'yamahu. This is very good that what a mecher... Okay, what's mecher? Mecher is a shtar rai. Matana, we're talking about shtar kinyan. So God's good a shtar mecher mechiyav zuzi kamayu hu dekana. He sees them, gives them money. You kind of shtar raya b'yamu. Ilo yav zizi kamei alava marin avshayu. Because of the shtar. So right away we have the first mashmois like the Rambam, because the Gemara says yav zizi kamayu. He gave this in the front of him. We know that a shtar is kosher. Kosher shtar le maicher afal pishen lekeach imay. You don't have to see the giving over of the money to write a shtar. And the Gemara says, "Beferish b'chigav zuzi kamayu." So that's right away a mashmois like the Rambam, maybe more than a mashmois beferish. And the Gemara goes on, "Elo matana b'maykukon la b'hashtara." Matana, the Mishnah says that the shtar matana is good, but b'maykukon b'hashtara with the shtar. Hashtara chasu v'yalmu. The shtar is chasu v'yalmu. The shtar is not a. It's not a shtar. It's a piece of chas b'yalma. It's a piece of pottery, and therefore, it should not be good. So again, the Gemara's lashon ha'shtar chas b'yalma, who is again not like the Rosh. We're saying the shtar is not a shtar. Ha'shtar chas b'yalma. So vayit, we have a second mashmois like the Rambam. So. Even though you could answer lav dafka, but it seems clear that the Gemara in the Havamina held that it was an umdina. Held like the Rambam. The Gemara in the Havamina. The question is that going to change in the Gemara's Terutzim? So that depends now how we're going to learn the Terutzim. Omar Shmuel, Dina de Machusadin. It's very hard to plug this into the Gemara. What does this mean? You all learned this Gemara. Pashup Shat. Gemara is the kasha. How could you do a kinyan with a shtar arkais? How can you do such a kinyan? And the Gemara, dino machus adino. What does that mean? What does dino machus adino mean? What does that have to do with doing a kinyan with shtar arkais? I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense. Oh, it happened, but there was no kinyan. I'm doing. Let's say in America they'll make a law that you can do a kinyan in some new way. Okay, so I'll do what they told me to do, but it's still not given over. The Geisha Court says that if I give you a piece of paper that's not a shtar, I give you over a piece of paper that's signed by Goyim, that by giving it to you, I sell you my karka. So what does that mean? So I'm listening to the king. If I want to sell you the karka, I'll give it to you. But it's still my karka. How is it nikkud to you? It's which kinyan? What kind of king is Dina Malchusa? Dina Malchusa means they have to listen to the king. The king says, stop at a red light, they have to stop at a red light. What does that have to do? The king said, if I sell karka, I have to give you a star.
The handshake works. The handshake is the thing that they do in Kenyan, and then it's a
because of Dina Malchusa. That's what it means here. That's a Kenyan of a handshake.
Could be.
It makes it a star. That's a pshat that Dina Malchusa makes it a star, or is it pshat that the Dina de Malchusa says that it's kinda even though it's not a star?
It's not a real star, but it has a certain value that you can make a Kenyan with.
So the government says that I can make a Kenyan with this. So therefore, it's nikna. If you want to buy an esrig for sukkis, it has to be lachem. And you do a kinyan, which the government says is a kinyan. The Torah says it's not a kinyan; it's yours. That's the question.
Place of a star, not the heart. The government says this thing is called a star. They give this to Hashem. That's why it's a star. The one said a star, and therefore this is a kinyan.
This is kinyan star. It's interesting. We find that there are three ways to learn this Gemara, and they're Rochik Mizrach and Maariv. One way the Rashba brings in the name of Rabbeinu Yaina, Shem Rabbi, his Rebbe, which is Rabbeinu Yaina, that it's Taka. There is not Taka, no Kinyan. Dina Machusa is that if I give you a matana with the kinyan of Dina the Machusa, I can't take it back. So let's say I give you a piece of karka with Dina the Machusa. So it's taka no kinyan. Just I can't take it back. It's still not yours. The next time you're going to do something, you'll be, you know, saying, oh, God, or a parat, then it'll become yours. But Dina Machusa, Dina taka doesn't make it a kinyan. It doesn't make it a kinyan at all. And it's just that if you do it with the shtar akois, it's sort of like you have to pretend. Since the government said that you have to pretend it's given over, you have to pretend it's given over. You can't take it back. It's like it's very similar to Hefke Sua that Rav Shmuel compares it to Hefke Bez and Hefke. That it's given over, but it's not yours yet.
If
the Malchus falls apart, and the new Malchus comes and says, if the new Malchus comes and changes the Kenyan, then it's not going to change. Well, it's going to get too late, because what's happening? Let's say the Malchus says, if you give me a dollar for a container of milk, it's kind. Probably in the United States it's that way, right? If you pay cash for metaltolim, I don't know what the law is here. If you pay cash for metaltolim, you're kind. Let's say there's such a law. So you get the Torah says no, kesem is not kind of metaltolim. So you give me a dollar for metaltolim, it becomes yours. So for Rabbeinu Yaina, what does it mean it becomes yours? It means it was my container of milk. You gave me a dollar. Is that milk yours? No, it's not yours. You didn't do a kinyan. But Dina the Machusa is that I can't take it back. The Meila, it's sort of hanging in no man's land until you'll come, you'll pick it up, then it'll become yours. Of the entire.
Why
are we splitting?
The Dina Machusa that it's not yours and it's yours.
Because what kind of Dina Machusa can make that it becomes the other person's? There's no Kenyan. Dina Machusa is not a type of Kenyan. Dina Machusa means I have to listen to the king. So I'm going to listen to him. I'll pretend it's yours. But it's not really yours. The king tells me, if I want to be Mekayim Kibbut Aveh, and my father says, this Gemara is someone else's. I don't want to contradict him. Let's say there's such a kibbut aveh. So I pretend that it's someone else. It's really mine. But I have to be mechaved him. So Dina Machusa Dina says it's yours. So I have to pretend it's yours. That's how Rabbeinu Yaina learns. If the milk spills out, in lumdis, it's my loss. In practicality, it's your loss. Because we Dina Machusa, we have to pretend it's yours. This comes out from Rabbeinu Yaina. It's a very strange arrangement, but this is with the Rashba. Obviously, it bothered Rabbeinu Yaina, this Nakuda. Dina Machusa can't create facts. It can create rules, but it can't make a new fact. It can't make something yours that's not yours. How did Dina Machusa do that? The second shot the Rashba brings is that Dina de Machusa Dina could make a Kenyan because of a rule called Kenyan Stumta. Stumta, Samach, Tof, Vav Mem, Tof Aleph, Stumta. Here Stumta is an expression which is that any Kenyan that's the Minig Hashuk to consider a Kenyan is a good Kenyan. In other words, in certain businesses, a handshake is considered a Kenyan. So halacha recognizes that if in that umdis it's considered a Kenyan, then it's kind of. So that anything which is agreed upon by all tagarim, all businessmen, that this should be kind of, that's called Kenyan stumta. It's a type of Kenyan dairaisa. And Dina de Machusa Dina creates a Kenyan stumta. Now, if you go with either of these two pshatim, Rabbeinu Yaina or Kenyan Stumta, we're still not talking about Kenyan Shtar, not talking about Kenyan Shtar at all. We're talking about something that's not a Shtar, and it's not a Shtar, but it's kind of like Rabbeinu Yaina. The third way to learn is that it becomes a Shtar. Dina the Machusa could create Shtaris. It could create shtaris. So Rashi on Tesamid Beis stuck in the words Al Hadinim Stavu B'nei Nayach. When Rashi is going on these shtaris, on shtari Akrais, Rashi said near the top Al Hadinim Stavu B'nei Nayach, that the Torah told B'nei Nayach you have to set up dinim. So if Shmuel learns in Rashi, that Rashi's saying pshat is that Dina de Machusa Dina creates shtaras. How does it get a shame shtar? It gets a shame shtar because Dina de Machusa Dina, the government has this power to create a shtar. And since the Torah commanded the government to make dinim, but they not the stab al adina, so therefore it taka becomes a shtar. Unquestionably, the Rush is going to learn this way. The Rush who learns that Shtari HaKais have a Din Shtar, the whole Gemara was mashman out that way. It's very good. The Rush has no problem. The whole Gemara in the Havamina held it's not a Shtar. But now in the Teretz, the Gemara is Mechadish, that a Shtar, because the Din Lebach was a Dina, a Shtar has a Din Shtar. Because Kenyan Stumta is in a separate Kenyan.
But
Kenyan Stumta doesn't want to have Shabbatim on Hashem. Kenyan Stumta, you have to actually, if the deal of the Machusa is, you have to see it in order to sign it. So you have to see it, even though Shtaris you don't have to see.
What?
No, not a Jewish court. They have to set up Dinim themselves. Right, it says that that Shimon and Levi were allowed to kill Shem. How are they allowed to kill all the people in Shem? Because there's a mitzvah of dinim. They have to be down someone who kidnaps. Someone kidnapped, no one's down. So that's why they were chayimis. They have a mitzvah of dinim. They have to set up laws. It's actually a machlech of Yechon Shlokshin Yushalmi about how they set up the laws. It's not a get here because stories would fit either way. Machlekes in Yerushalmi, if they have to set up, if dinim means they accept any dinim they want, or it has to go with the dinim amidus the way the Torah set up the rules. So it's machlekes in Yerushalmi. But there's nothing to do with this. The Maisa here, Shtar fits either way. So the Rush is going to learn Pshat in the Torah of Dinah Machus Adina, that gives it a Shem Shtar. And this is where the Rush is sheet is. Well, we're not done yet. Not to see the significance of this. The second tarot is a bechidish. Don't say chutz mekitei nashim, say chutz mekigitei nashim, which means that all shtarei kinyan, shtarei arkais are no good for. And all shtarei raya, shtarei arkais are good for. The Rambam paskins like the second tarot. The Rambam doesn't pass like the first Teretz. The Rambam holds Shtar Matana is no good. Arkois. It's only good Mekach u'Memkar and Havah. So the Mefarshei Rambam say, so the Rambam paskins like the second teretz. But the Rosh holds it to shtar. How does it become shtar? He says, "You might have mishabata with your shtar." No, minig hashuk doesn't create all the inimaminis. Minig hashuk can only create kinyanim. If the minig hashuk is to do certain things, it doesn't become halacha. Only it's only kinyas tumta, which is a kinyanim, which a minig hashuk could be a kinyan. So the Rambam passes like the second teretz. The Rosh says b'feirish that the two teretzim don't argue. As a matter of fact, he's matmiya. How could you say the two teretzim argue? Dina de machlusa dina is all over shas. I mean, the second teretz doesn't hold of the first teretz. How can you say such a thing? Dina machlusa dina, the first teretz dina machlusa dina, nobody could argue with. So how could the second teretz argue with the first?
Not arguing the first. Even with Adam Malchus, can have a better.
That's how the Rush learns. The Rush learns that the first teretz is true. The second teretz is saying, even in a place where there is no Dina the Malchus of Shtaris, it would work by Shtari Rai. But the two teretzim don't argue. See, Matzmiya Abem is on the Rambam. The Rambam holds that we pass on the second teretz. So how could you say such a thing? The Magid Mishnah, explains the Rambam that the Rambam holds Dina de Machusa Dina applies only to things that are nogea to the king's money. To massim, to taxes, to tolls on the roads. To those things, Dina Machusa Dina applies. However, to business, the way two Jews do business with each other, there's no Dina Machusa on that. And the first teretz, Takehel, Dina de Machusa Dina applies even to Shtaras. We don't pass it that way. The reason that the Rambam doesn't pass it like the first teretz, not like the Rush, it's because he knows that the first teretz is a new kind of dina l'machus adina. He's saying, "Al dina l'machus adina, you could create shtarais." So that the Rambam disagrees with. The Rambam holds it's not emes lahalach, and therefore the Rambam passed like the second teretz, and it doesn't bother him. The Rosh's kasha, all over shas dina l'machus adina. No, all over shas dina l'machus adina is for dinim that have to do with the masay hamelech and the. And the tolls of the king, the tikkuni hadrachim, but on everything else, dina machusa dina should not apply. The Rosh obviously disagrees. The Rosh holds dina machusa dina applies even to shtaras. He says that the same dina machusa dina all over shas. So sometimes you're in a sugya and you go through a little opening and suddenly it becomes a much bigger sugya. What just happened? Because we had a machlokes if our kois is a din shtar, or if our kois is an umdana, we had a machlokes mechaber ramo, which is a machlokes the Rambam and the Rosh, and it was all nogeya to shtari our kois. Okay, how often do shtari our kois come up? All right, so let's nogeya. Suddenly now, turns out that it's a much bigger machlokes. This machlokes of shtari our kois, if they have a din shtar, is totally. The Magid Mishnah says in the two teretzim of the Gemara, the Rambam passed like the second teretz, and therefore this is all. Therefore, we see the Rambam shita that Dina Machus Adina only applies to Inyanei Masim and Tikkuni Hadrachim and to tolls and to taxes. But Shekin the Rosh, we see he holds that Dina Machus Adina applies for all what Chazal called Tikkuni Hamadina. The things that the government makes a takana for the tikkun avadina, suddenly it becomes now a very big machlokes. This, you know, bashkaf rishon you say two machlokes matoli zebezeh. What's one thing have to do with the other? It's only because the way the Gemara runs through, It comes out that these two machlokes are totally zebezeh, and they are harbe harbe nafkaminis beinayim in the rules of Dina de Malchusa, where Dina Malchusa does apply, where Dina Malchusa does not apply. It seems legabe taxes l'kuli alma it applies, and tolls l'kuli alma it applies. The question is, if the government says that you have to, I don't know, is it a religious obligation to separate your garbage and you throw it out? Huh? Recycling, right? Do you ever recycle? Do you ever not recycle when no one's looking? Huh? No. Huh? It's not us. You're technically right. There's no law that it's not a criminal. It's not a crime to not recycle. It's not the truth. What about ripping those labels off the mattresses? I was wondering. There are sorts of the mattress labels that it's against the law to rip off the mattress. They rip off the label. So, I always had to see it to her to pull down the shades and rip off the label. I'm just afraid afterwards they'll notice it's missing. But seriously speaking, the question is, how bad does Dina Malchusa go? Something that's against the law. Is it something that across the board you're mechuyev to keep? Or is it only totally in the masim or in the things? Generally, when we have a machlekes mechaber ramah, we usually go with the ramah. Happens to be that this machlekes is a shach, a long shach in Siman Ayin Gimel, Sivkot Lamites, whose matzdik shita sarambam that Dina Machus applies only to Masim and probably also Tikkunei Hadrachim, things that have to do with the roads, probably red lights and speed limits would also apply even according to that Shita. We say probably because it could be after Lukideus. But Al Kopanim, it doesn't apply across the board. The Malchus doesn't have a right to make all kinds of takanas. That's the Pesach of the Shach, Lahalach, it's very hard to say clearly. Pesach of the Shach, Shem Alei Chayshu Mishpul, go to Malachim.
Shach says he's been talking
about the Shach. He says, even according to the Shach, he says that in all cases, it only applies to certain things. He says that also. He also says that it's only things from which he makes a few chilukim in the Shach. The Shach says that the Shach broadens the Shita or limits the cases of the Machlaikis. He doesn't say that the Medina can make anything. There's some safer who broadens. Now let's stick with the two Shitas. There are two Shitas, if it's Masim and money things, or if it's everything. Just what's the reason for Dina Machusadina? What's the Makar for Dina Machusadina? We find two tamim. The Rashbam, Rav Basra, Daf Nadal Amid Beis, says that do all the rules of Dina Machusa apply? Mikayach, the Bnei HaMedina, that all people, all Bnei HaMedina understand that the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that you have to have a government. You have to have a central government, and you have to have a government that has policemen and whatever else is involved. And therefore, it's a haskamas bnei hamadina that's machayev. Where does it come from? Haskamas bnei hamadina could be machayev, all right. It's Ramban that learns it out of a pasuk. And then the Bukhukai side, but wherever you learn it from, the Rashbam says it's haskamas bnei hamadina. The Ran in the Dharam Daf Chav Ches gives a different reason. His reason is, he says it's the king's land, and he charges for living there. You want to live? The king owns the land. The king owns the country. So he tells you, look, you want to pay taxes? Fine. You don't? Leave. You know, so if I own a building and you want to live in my building, so I tell you, either pay or leave. So the same thing, the king owns the Medina. And he could say, either pay or leave. That is the Tam Haran for Din of the Malchusadin. But some cipher says that these two reasons apply to the two types of Din of the Malchusa. The Din of the Malchusa of Masim, of taxes, is based on like paying rent. You can either leave here or leave. So therefore, the reason of the Ran applies to taxes. The reason for other Din of the Malchusas, the reason for other rules, that the, you know, jaywalking or whatever other rules the government makes, those rules are based on the Rashbam's reason. He says, they don't argue, they're two reasons. They're two very good reasons. The guy that writes taxes, usually B'nai Medina are not happy with, especially when it's a king. So king, the B'nai Medina, they're happy to pay taxes for the policemen, and not for the king's parties. So he says, that's why you need the Ran's reason. Because Masim, people aren't always in agreement with. So for Masim, you have one reason. And for the other, for that, you have one. My nafkamina, the Ran in the Dorim says a tremendous chiddush that Dina de Machusa Dina does not apply in Eretz Yisrael. The whole rule of Dina de Machusa Dina applies only in Chutz Laretz. But in Eretz Yisrael, the rule of Dina de Machusa Dina does not apply because of the fact that there's no such thing, either live here or we'll throw you out. You didn't have a right to live in Eretz Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Eretz Yisrael. And if the Goyim captured Eretz Yisrael and they impose on us rules, so they're saying either live here or we'll throw you out, either pay rent or we'll throw you out. If I own a house and somebody, Chalila, comes and he steals the house from me and he wants to charge me for living there, I'm not obligated to follow. It's my house. So he's in the house now. He's pretending it's his, but I know it's mine. Eretz Yisrael belongs to me. So the Ram says that since Eretz Yisrael belongs to Klal Yisrael, when the Goyim come and they want to impose Dina the Machusa in Eretz Yisrael, then Dina the Machusa Dina doesn't apply in Eretz Yisrael. The Kinyan of Kibush Mohammed in Eretz Yisrael, does it apply? That's a good question. I'm not sure how to answer that one. Maybe. The Rambam said, the Rambam said, Kedusha Shniya, Kibush can't undo. Right, the Rambam said that Kibush can't undo the Kedusha Shniya. Does that apply to Kinyan Imamid also? I'm not sure. But this is the Lamaisa. This is the Ran. The Ran says that it doesn't apply in Eretz Yisrael, and I think a lot of Israeli Yidden are aware of this Ran. It's serious in Eretz Yisrael. That it's something to talk about. The Ran Shita. In Eretz Yisrael, there's no Din of the Machusafim. However, the Chassam Sefer says a very interesting thing. Chassam Sefer says, why does the Ram say there's no Din of the Machus in Eretz Yisrael? Because the second reason, the reason of I'll throw you out, doesn't apply. But the first reason still should apply. The concept of Haskamas B'nai HaMedina should still apply. To things that are Haskamas B'nai HaMedina, stopping for a red light, or whatever else is considered Haskamas B'nai HaMedina, so that the rule should apply. What? That's Dina Machus Adina. What's the difference America or Israel? Lagabe, the first reason is no different. The Ran says the reason of Nafkamin, the second reason. But in the first reason, he doesn't say it. So I'll call upon him. What about a dictatorship? So which reason shouldn't apply? But they are masked to pay for services. They're just not masked to pay for other things. Then you need a second reason. So you have a dictatorship in Eretz Yisrael. So the first reason would apply. That's the second reason. So things that fall under the first Dina Machusa, people are masking to pay the roads, so that you would have to pay. To pay so the king could have a party, so that you only have the second reason. That would apply in Eretz Yisrael. Right? If it doesn't mean you're obligated to. Our question is whether you're obligated to. We say dinah chusadina, we're talking if a person's obligated, not if a person is if you have no choice to do it, but that doesn't
Is real estate tax
rights so good? Our real estate, I can't answer all the things going on. I don't know. And there's some who tie in there to Israel that there is a makar for it. I don't say makar l'halacha, but there is a daya that masim, the Gemara Bava Basra says, Tani d'chama p'turim masim, that applies, dina machusa can't change. It's one of the things that they talk about. Grad, it's not pashut that we pass them like the Ran. The Rambam appears to hold that dina machusa dina applies even in Eretz Yisrael. The Pashtus Rambam is that way. And right, Akapanim, so what are we saying? There are two reasons for Dina Machusadina. And what I wanted to get to is if you hold like the Rambam that it applies only to Masim, only to taxes, so it seems he holds probably the second reason. That appears only to Kaspei HaMelech, which has to do with the second reason the king could charge for being here. Maybe the Rambam doesn't hold of the first reason. And so this is the basic rundown of the Shitas in Dina Machusadina. There is another exception to Dina Machusadina that some Sefer brings. Dina de Machusa, which is widely ignored, doesn't have a Dina of Dina de Machusa. Probably he means, because it's Haskamas B'nei HaMedina, let's say crossing the middle of the block, jaywalking. So jaywalking is widely ignored. So there's no dina l'machus adina on that. I know someone, I didn't hear from Maisha, but I heard from the person who asked for Maisha about speeding. Speeding is against dina l'machus adina. So he told him that the few miles above the speed limit that they're not makbid on is not you're allowed to go. But more than that, it's against dina l'machus adina. I'm telling you what Moshe said. Moshe said that that there's no dina the machus adina. Stomim never Moshe meant that some cipher. To the extent that it's widely ignored, to go up to 5-10 miles over the speed limit is ignored on an open highway. So that's not dina machus. To go more than that, he said is dina the machus adina.
What does that mean?
It's not a problem. If you get it means you're violating the halacha of the machus adina. Yeah. So that's why I started. From where does Haskamas B'nei HaMedina machayev mean? He has to be a makar for it. Maybe it's in the end of Ramban, in the end of the Chukaisai, who says the parsha of Chayrim, that we learn from there that B'nei HaMedina have a right to make rules. Is Ramban, maybe that's a makar. Whatever the makar of Dina Machusa is, whatever Dina Machusa Dina Pashtus. What? Dina Machusa Dina, according to most Paiskim, is deraisa. There's a Beish Shmuel that says Dina Machusa Dina is the Rabbana, and there's Avni Meluim who says that the Beish Shmuel is a Das Yachi, and everybody holds his deraisa. And then Taka, everyone calls it Dina Deraisa. So up to how much is widely ignored, different people have different opinions, but to drive 90 miles an hour is certainly not a widely ignored thing. That's the difference. What? I think so. I mean, what it means. I think that's what it means. Now, whether it applies to something that's not a crime, it's just a... Just as a fine, if you don't put a quarter into the meter, I don't know that you know machus adina. You're going to tell me speeding. I'm not sure that speeding is technically not that way, because I think they can put people in jail. So speed non-rec. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not going to tell you that. But the rules of dina machus adina. These are the rules of dina machus adina, and. To a certain extent, the issues of taxes are very hard. But I think to a certain extent, if somebody gets a tip in camp or something where I think somebody whose main parnassus is cash, I can't say it's, I don't know what's going on in the world. someone has one main parnos and someone gives them a few dollars on the side, that it would seem that some such as exception would apply. That's an interesting question. Maybe you're right. Tess is something or the other, then maybe not. Maybe. I have to look up the Lashon some stuff. Right, it's an interesting Ramban. Well, interesting. It's very... it's very Nagel LaHalacha. The Ramban is quoted as a Shuvin of some Seifim, as a Shuvin Nigris Meisha. Very interesting Shuvin. Some Seifim is in Yeredeyah, Simen Kuf Lama Dalet. Rav Meisha is in Yeredeyah, Chavit Beis, Simen Kuf Yud Dalet. And they say, B'Shem the Ramban, I don't know what the Ramban's Makar is, that even if we paskin, that it only applies to Masin, but Takanas HaMatbeyas, there's also Dina de Machusa Dina. Takanas HaMatbeyas means the fact that a dollar is legal currency. What's a dollar? It's a piece of paper. Who says that paper is money? The fact that a dollar bill is legal currency works out Dina de Machusa Dina. If you lend me a dollar bill and I give you back four quarters, Chayre, you gave me a piece of paper that has an inherent value of almost nothing, and I gave you back, it's not even silver today, but I gave you back metal, I gave you back more than you gave me. The concept of Dina Machusa Dina also applies to Takara Samet Beis, which means if the government says that this and this is a coin, or this and this is a dollar, it takes on halachic significance. So that Lamashal, let's say someone steals from someone else $100 worth of apples. And he has to pay him back, what if you have to pay him back? If the apples are bad, then you return what you stole. But let's say he stole a truckload of apples, it's worth $100. So now he has to pay back. So he returns a truckload of apples. No. The price of apples might have changed. Any ganiv or any mazik pays based on the value, on the cash value of the thing at the time he stole. So that you could have a case, someone stole $10,000 from me in 1960. He pays me back 40 years later, he gives me $10,000. I tell him, what are you doing? You know what $10,000 was worth in 1960? 1960, you could buy a house in Borough Park for $10,000. And you give me back now $10,000? I take it a bastard. I go into bed, I say, you know, he stole $10,000 in 1960. He's giving me back $10,000. So what's the halacha? What's the halacha? The halacha is I only get $10,000. Because the matbeyas hamadina carry weight in halacha. The Rabban says that's mekayach dinul machus adina, which applies in bed, which applies in halacha. However, this both of some Sefer Moshe say the Teres Chiddush, they say the following Chiddush. They say that's only in Bein Adam L'Chaveira. It's only in Dinim that are Bein Adam L'Chaveira. Bein Adam L'Chaveira, Dike in Yanim, there's a Takana Shamat Beyais and there's Dina de Matusa Dina. In Bein Adam L'Makai, any mitzvah, which is Bein Adam L'Makim, Dina Machusa Dina doesn't change anything. It was between you and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It doesn't change anything. And in Bein Adam Lamakim Dikar in Yanim, Takana Samet Beis doesn't apply. If certain coins were good for Pidyon HaBen 40 years ago because they had a certain value, today we don't go according to the dollar value. We go according to the Pruta value, whatever the Torah was Mechayim. We go according to the value of whatever number of grams of silver is needed for Pidyon HaBen. It doesn't change because of Matbeyas HaMedina. And more importantly, Ramesh is Machadish. Lagavi Tzedakah. Ramesh says specifically, let's say I Taka bought a house in 1960 for $10,000. I sell it now for $1,000,000. So how much do I have to give Meiser on? I have to give Meiser on my profit. How much do I have to give Meiser on? So Pashtus, I have to give Meiser $990,000. That's my profit. So Ramesh says, no. That's only with takonas hamatbeis. But in tzedakah, it's not that way. If Ramesh writes, you can't go by inflation of the house. You have to go by inflation of in the medina. Let's say across the medina, $10,000 of 1960. They have indexes that $10,000 are worth today, let's say, $500,000. So Ramesha says that my profit is only the extra $500,000. Whatever inflation changed the value, that does not apply. Then there's no rule of takonas hamatbeis, and it goes by real value. Real value is shavius, what it's worth. The Mela Ramesha holds that you don't have to give meister on inflation. Today, people have money in the bank, earning 1% or 2%. So Ramesh is saying that you don't have to give meister on that interest that you make in the bank. Whatever interest you make on money in the bank, the way it is today, it could change. But the way it is today, it just keeps up with inflation. That's it. So the value of the matbeya stays the same. So Ramesh says there's no din of din al-machus din. There's no din of takonas hamatbeyas on tzedakah. And the Mela, Gabi Tzedakah, there's no Tanas HaMatbeis, you go by its real value, which is the value in Shabbos. So this is an exception to Din al-Machus HaDin. Now, there's a common misconception in Din al-Machus HaDin, and this is a Ramah in Simer Reis HaMachtes, I believe. The Ramah says that when two Yidden, Shin HaMachtes, Samachtes of Yud Aleph, I believe. According to the Rambam, it's only things that are Hanol Lamelech. According to the Rosh, it's Hanol Lamelech or Takonas Hamedina. However, let's say someone dies. He didn't write a will, he didn't do anything. A man dies. Dine Yerusha. Do Dine Yerusha go by Dina al-Machus HaDina? Does it go according to Dine Torah? The Ramah says it goes according to Dine Torah. Whether a man's Yerusha is going to go to all his children, or just to his sons, or whether it's going to go to his brother, or to his cousin, whatever it is, doesn't affect Takonas B'nai HaMedina, doesn't affect Takonas HaMelech. That's only between yidden. It's not a takonas hashok, it's not a kinyan that you make in the shok. It's a question of what the rules of Yerusha are. The Ramah says that rules of Yerusha, there's no stira to dina de machus adina. Or payalim, there's a mitzvah b'yam etit in schara, you have to pay a payal that day. You say, dina machus adina, I don't have to give it to you. When two yidden have business between themselves, that they do it b'dinei Torah, it has nothing to do with Dina Machus HaDina. The truth is, I would phrase it differently. And the Ramah, what the Ramah says is true, but it's even more. Because the government doesn't care if two yidden do business based on Dina Torah. There's no Dina Machus that says you shouldn't. And therefore, the rules of Dina Machus HaDina do not apply in anything that takes place between two yidden. Two yidden are involved in business, and there are no rules of Dina Machus HaDina. As a matter of fact, the halacha is, if one yid takes another yid to court, without rishus from Bezdin, let's say one yid sues another yid, he takes him to court, which you're allowed to do according to Dina Machusa. The halacha is that he has to pay him back all of his court fees. It's a garmi. It's a garim bezekim, he has to pay him for his lawyer fees, even if he wins in court. There's no Dina the Machusa Dina when two yidin are involved one with the other in And more than that, if let's say you get rishus from a bezin to take someone to court, or from a yid takes a fry yid to court, and they give him money more than he deserves al pi halacha, he's not going to take more than he deserves al pi halacha. He's going to take what he's entitled to al pi din. So there it does not apply. Anyway, so these are the basic rules of Dina Machus HaDina. It's a very wide open sugya, but the basic idea, again, are the two shitas. Shitas HaRambam, that it's only masim. The shitas HaRosh, that it applies even by, it's a shmuel shita, not gemara, that applies even to kinyanim, and presumably even to shtaris mamish. The government does foolish things with money, you should vote them out of office. You should vote them out of office. You can't, I once heard from a Yid, you know, an older Hasidic Yid was talking about Dina Malchusa. This was in the 70s, I remember, when the oil prices shot up the first time. So he said, if the government lets oil prices shoot up, so then you're allowed to steal from the government. This is Psaki. So he was carrying on about it. No such thing. To steal from the government is no head to coin to anybody. Like, to take money you're not entitled to.
You're taking tax money to save the whales.
You're taking tax money to save the whales. Who says that's a bad idea? Who says it's a bad idea to take tax money to save the whales? If most people in Medina feel it's no good, so they should vote against it. So most people in America don't care about it, I think. I don't know. Okay, at any rate, I'd like to move on. Spend many days on Dina Mokhusadina. The point is that to know the Iker Shitas, and let's move on to the next sugya. I want to make sure you have what to prepare tomorrow morning. Rav Shimon Omer, Afeilu Ksheira. Frek the Gemara, Halav B'nei Krisus Nimu. Very interesting kash. Halav B'nei Krisus Nimu. Why can't Goyim write Gittin? Why can't Goyim write Gittin? So it's interesting. Taisris on Tesamid Bey said four reasons that Goyim can't have Gittin. Taisris said, Lav B'nei Krisus, and Lav B'nei Shlichus Nimu, and Lav... And Lav, that was the other. Well, Lishma, Lishma was the second reason. Okay, so it's Lav B'nei Krisus, Lishma, Shlichus, and Eidus, Psalei Eidus. So he had four reasons. The Gemara here brings only one. All right, so the Gemara brings one, it's not a kasha. It didn't bring all four, brought one. Taisvis, Lav B'nei Krisus Ninu, Havamatu Lamechruch, Lav B'nei Eidus Ninu. Shkayach, wasn't Taisvis bring... This had four reasons. Four reasons that that Goyim can't write Gittin. Right? One reason is the Gemara's reason, Lav B'nei Krisus. Another reason, the fourth reason, ties Lav B'nei Eidus. Two middle reasons, either because of the Shema Lav B'nei Shlichus, Taisus leaves out. So in the Gemara, all right, just like it doesn't bother Taisus that says one and not two, so it doesn't bother me. The Gemara said one, it doesn't say four. But in Taisus, it bothers me a little bit. No? Why does Taisus say, Halav B'nei Eidus Nino? Why doesn't say, Halav B'nei Shlichus Nino? Why does he bring the reason of Shlichus? So I'm not sure. What? No, what? Marsha says it could have been any of them. Oh, Marsha brings all four of them. Okay. So the Moshe says all four, then I'm a cop. That's good. So I mean, just like the Gemara is left after, the Taisus is left after. Gemara left out one, so Taisus also left out. Gemara left out three, so Taisus left out two. Okay, then it's very good. Okay, it's interesting. The reason of Lav B'nei Shlichus Ninu is maybe not so poshut. There is a sichsuch, at least, right, there are two parts of get. There's ksivas haget and there's chasimas haget. To sign the get, certainly all the place can hold that the sefer or the eidim have to be shluchei habal. The question is ksivas haget. Does Ksivas Haget need Shlichus? Or does Ksivas Haget not need Shlichus? That's the question. Taisus, on Tesamit Bey, said Beferish that Be'inan Sheyayim Alasayf Alichtayf Ula'edim Chasumim. Taisus, on Tesamit Bey, said Beferish that you do need Shlichus for Ksivas Haget. However, there's a Taisus on Chav Beis on the base. Taisus Dibra Maskel Vaha, who talks about who says that you don't need shlichus for ksivas haget. For the writing of the get, he says not only you don't need shlichus, but you don't need to be kashleidus to write a get. And he says you don't need shlichus. And he says you don't need b'nei krisus. The Gemara says halav b'nei krisus minu. Taisus says lahad this Gemara's kasha halav b'nei krisus minu is true only on the chasimas I get, and not on the ksivas I get. Does Rashi say something halav b'nei krisus minu? What does Rashi say? Kim dolei shaychit does get v'kiddushim. Einas an Eidim Bedavar, that's Chasima. Einas an Eidim Bedavar, Ksivikos of Enasim. So Rashi's saying that Labine Krisis goes on Chasima. Taisus, Achav Beis, and the Beis holds that Ksiva Seget, does not need Nabine Krisis, and does not need Shlichus. And that's an argument with Taisus on Tesam and Beis. The Rambam holds, like Taisus on Daf Tesamid Beis, that he says the Eved is possible to write a get because Lav Bnei Krisus, Lav Bnei Gitnin, he says. So there's a machlokes to what extent Lav Bnei Krisus Ninu applies. Does Lav Bnei Krisus apply to Chasima of Yechasiva that you need Bnei Krisus or Barbali Shlichus or not? The Machnefrayim is a supik Ladina. Mahalacha, if Ksivas seem to be some serious in the Indian, I guess Chav Beis will go into a bigger arichas. But the question of this requirement of an Ekrisis Ninu, if it applies to everything, seems to be a machlaikis hapaiskim. And it's like the Gemara, Amr Abzeri, Yard of Shimel Shitas Shirabalaz, Damar Eidem Asirikar. Okay, we bump back into the Machlaikis. We've had numerous times of Elazar and Meir, the Mesira, the Chasim. Vomer Abba Abba, Maidu of Elazar and Zuyim, Vitesh Mishap Pasim, Chacham and Mayaskin, and Mishemus Mutakim. Here we're talking about Gaisha names. Hechi Dami, Chami Kasha, no? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Hechi Dami, Shemus Mutakim. Isn't that a funny kind of question? What's the Kavan of the Gemara? If I were to tell you, Shtar is good if it is. A guy's star is good if it has a name that's clearly a guyish name. So you'd ask me, hey, Chidami? Huh? What's considered a guyish name? So if I asked you, what would you say? Huh? You could come up with plenty of names. That doesn't sound like a. The name is Zero Yidnat. So what's there's no lamdis to the kasha then? It's just Hechi Dami. What? Right. Yeah, the Gemara in the answer picks. Look at Rashi. Kulam Shemus Dayani Eved Kavavim Dayim. Why does Rashi say that? Why can't it just be a bunch of Gaisha names? What together is Dayani Eved Kavavim, that can't be. George W. has to be some. And the truth is, we're going to have to figure this out tomorrow. I just the coup that I don't know if anybody explains, but we will have to figure out something. And I don't know the answer today, but the question is the following question, which we have to figure out: what is Pshat in this teretz? They argue by Shemus She'ena Mufakim. What is Pshat in the Machlokes here? If you hold Goyim Apostle period, so Goyim Apostle period. If you hold Goyim are only Apostle if they have names like Abraham or Isaac, but not if they have names like Ivan or Hormiz or whatever the other names are. All these names. So, what's the Pshat? We're afraid, Rashi says, you come to rely on that. So I don't understand. What does it mean? If you don't know that Goyim, so you're not asking a shayla. You're coming to me with Shtar of Arkois, you're asking me a shayla. So if you don't know that Goyim, so then you're not asking. If you're asking, can I use these signatures? It means you know that Goyim. So I'm answering you, well, let's see if it looks Goyish. But I can't look Goyish. If it's Goyim, if you know it's Goyim, so Marashach, do you think Goyim are good for Mesira or not? If you think Goyim are good for Mesira, so even if the name is Ivan or Hermes, you'll also use it. If you know Goyim are no good, so why are you going to think a guy whose name is Isaac is good? Very strange. What?
My thing is
but if I think it's a Jew, I'm not going to ask you a shayla. You're coming to me with a shayla. You ask me a question. Can I rely on you? Right? With the gzeir is Dilma Ka'asi L'Mitzir Bapayu. You may come to do a Sir Bapayu. So it's not, first of all, it's not like Rashi. It's not what Rashi says.
No, it's saying that it's not going to go.
To go out. For the Mesira or for the Ksiva? Rashi says, Dilma Asi Lemimsir about Hagi. What you're saying is, they're relying on the signatures since I think they is. That's not what Rashi says. Right, so this is something which hopefully we'll figure out.